did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make us new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know?
John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. The Apostle Paul refers to Jesus as the indescribable gift. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Matthew 2, verse 11. Then when the wise men saw the young child with his mother Mary, they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Let us remember the Christian heart, Christmas heart. It is a giving heart. A wide open heart that thinks of others first. The birth of baby Jesus stands as the most significant event in all history because it has meant the pouring into a sick world the healing medicine of love that transformed all manners of hearts for almost 2,000 years.
Jesus Christ was born into this world, not from it. He did not emerge out of history. He came into history from the outside. Jesus Christ is not the best human being the human race can boast of. He is a being for whom the human race can take no credit at all. He is not man becoming God, but God incarnate. God coming into human flesh from outside it. His life is the highest and the holiest, entering through the most humble of doors.
Child, is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch a-keeping. King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him not the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come peasant king to the King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing.
The King of Glory stooped low to take humanity. Rude and forbidding were his earthly surroundings. His glory was veiled that the majesty of his outward form might not become an object of attraction. He shunned all outward display. Riches, worldly honor, and human greatness can never save a soul from death. Jesus proposed that no attraction of an earthly nature should call men to his side. Only the beauty of heavenly truth must draw those who would follow him. The character of the Messiah had long been foretold in prophecy, and he desired men to accept him upon the testimony of the Word of God.
Mohotasen, Nabusi Four, Muhua, Papa. We welcome you as a family in Tui. Down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger to his own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony. Sunshine, my all in all, the great creator.
and all God's goodness dwelleth within. Without reluctance, flesh and blood, his substance, he took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrificed on Calvary. And now I know thou art the great I am. Sunshine, my all in all, that great Creator became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelling.
Jesus Christ was not an angel or a subordinate deity or a being elevated to the Godhead. He was as surely God as God can be, one with the Father and the ever-blessed Holy Spirit. All that God means, the infinite Jehovah with us. This was worthy of the burst of the midnight song when angels startled the shepherds with their carols. God, therein is the glory. God with us, therein is the grace. Let us admire this truth. Let us stand at a reverent distance from it, as Moses, when he saw God in the bush and put off his shoes, feeling that the place where he stood was holy ground. This is a wonderful fact. God, the infinite, dwelt in the frail body of a lowly man.
Who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
What he came to do. At times, this Christmas rush can tend to obscure what really is important, which is the God's gift to the world. Matthew 1:21 tells us that the angel told Joseph in a dream that she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And John the Baptist saw Jesus and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." John 1:29. And Jesus himself stated his purpose was to seek and save those that were lost.
So when we think about grace and in the concept of gifts, we usually give gifts to people that we know, that we like. There's usually give and take. Sometimes we occasionally might give because we feel obligated. But Paul said a remarkable thing in Romans 5:8. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So the indescribable gift of his grace, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
The heart of Christ became like a reservoir in the midst of the mountains. All the tributary streams of iniquity and every drop of the sins of his people ran down and gathered into one vast lake, deep as hell and shoreless as eternity. All these met, as it were, in Christ's heart, and he endured them all.
The song is entitled "We Wait," and it's actually a choral piece, so I'm going to have them put the words up there, and I apologize, I know it's very, very small writing, but it's a long song, and since nobody will actually be singing it, nobody's going to know when to advance it, so, you know, try to, it's nice words, so anyway, enjoy.
Thank you. When we open our gifts at Christmas, we might be thrilled or mildly pleased or even on occasion disappointed, but at the end of the day, we're the same person we were before the gifts. Such is not the case when we receive God's gift. The Bible teaches that when we accept Jesus, we will never be the same again because of how he affects our lives. The first effect of Jesus coming into our lives is that we are forgiven. We don't have to live in guilt anymore because God takes the guilt away when we accept his free gift of Jesus. Your sins are paid for and your eternal life with God is purchased. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23.
When we accept the gift of Jesus, we are adopted into his family and given citizenship in his kingdom. We are adopted into the family of the eternal, made to be brothers and sisters and joint heirs with Christ in God's family because we have accepted his indescribable gift. Galatians 1:5 says, "To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." When we accept Jesus, we receive the gift of his Holy Spirit within us. And John 3:3-8 reads, Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." We are given God's peace, not the peace of the world, but the peace that passes all understanding and allows us to cope with everyday situations. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ."
Jesus, his gift to us. And what does it mean to us? In John 1:12, it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right, to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." And in 2 Corinthians 9:15, it says, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." Thank you so much for coming. Bob is going to have our benediction.
Let's sing our closing hymn. Let's please stand. "Angels We Have Heard on High."
"Angels We Have Heard on High."
Now glory be to him who can keep you from falling and bring you safe to his glorious presence, innocent and happy. To God, the only God, who saves us through Jesus Christ our Lord, be the glory, the majesty, and the power which he had before time began, now and forevermore. Amen.